Thank you very much, Maggie. Good afternoon, everyone. Many of us are perplexed by the following phenomena. That is, as a nation, we have made great progress in the improvement of healthcare quality. However, the elimination of racial and ethnic disparities lag behind. This presentation will help us to understand why that is the case and what would be the solutions for that perplexing phenomena. The title of the presentation is Disparity Implications of the Eligibility Criteria for Medication Therapy Management Services Among the Non-Medicare Population. I have two co-authors, Dr. Lawrence Brown, Dr. Songhui Hong, and we are all now associate professors at the University of Tennessee College of Pharmacy within the Division of Health Outcomes and Policy Research. We have no financial relationships to disclose related to any products or services. We all know that it was a big deal that Medicare Prescription Drug Improvement and Modernization Act took effect in 2006, or we call it MMA. We also know that medication therapy management services should be provided as part of the prescription drug or Part D benefits as required by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. However, MTM services are not for everybody. There are eligibility criteria for them. There are three eligibility criteria for now. Patients need to have multiple chronic conditions, use multiple covered medications, and be likely to incur over $4,000 in drug costs. MTM services is a distinct service or group of services that optimize therapeutic outcomes for individual patients. These services can be provided by licensed pharmacists or other qualified healthcare providers. And this sounds very good. It sounds like MTM services are beneficial for patients with chronic conditions such as hypertension, diabetes, or heart disease. Because the prevalence of these diseases is higher among the minority population than among whites, including the prevalence of poor control. So MTM services could be an important tool for reducing outcome disparities. Health insurance plans other than Medicare Part D plans have also implemented MTM services, and some have included similar components of the Part D MTM eligibility criteria, because Medicare is the nation's leading purchaser and regulator of health services. However, historically, racial and ethnic minorities have been found to use fewer prescription medications and incur lower drug costs than the whites. So, in our recently published analysis of historical data before Part D implementation, we found that among the Medicare population, racial and ethnic minorities would be less likely to be eligible for MTM services than are whites. Specifically, non-Hispanic blacks would be 21 to 34% less likely, and Hispanics would be 32 to 38% less likely to be eligible for MTM services. So the study objective for this study was to examine whether there are racial and ethnic disparities in the likelihood of meeting MTM eligibility criteria among the non-Medicare population. We analyzed the 2008 eligibility criteria used by Part D plans. We also analyzed 2010 and 2011 eligibility criteria. And also, we additionally analyzed the situation among individuals with hypertension, heart disease, and diabetes. The data source was the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey. It's a federal survey carried out by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. The purpose of carrying out the MAPS survey was to provide information on national health services utilization and expenditures from a national representative sample of non-institutionalized civilians. Because MTM eligibility criteria were designed to be flexible and to evolve, in order to analyze the disparity implications of these criteria, we may examine the lower limit of the thresholds that people that the plans used, the median, the mode, and upper limit values for the eligibility thresholds that plans used for the eligibility criteria. Specifically for 2008, for the limits based on the number of covered prescriptions, these four values are 2, 5, 5, 15. Those are lower limit, median, mode, and upper limits. And for the number, for the criteria based on the chronic conditions, these four values are 2, 3, 3, 5. So we can see that there are three unique values for each criteria, and for Part D drug cost, that's only one threshold, that is $4,000, which is a constant. So if we look at the combination, there are nine possible threshold combinations. So we analyze the mode values for the main analysis. All other possible combinations were included in sensitivity analysis. For the 2010 to 2011 criteria, the allowable minimum number of covered prescriptions was lowered to 8. So the lower limit, median, mode, and maximum values are listed there. Also, based on the criteria for allowable minimum number of chronic conditions, these values are 2, 3, 3, 3. So we can see there are fewer combinations for the 2010 to 2011 criteria. Part D drug cost threshold was lowered to $3,000. So we analyzed the one situation for the mode values in main analysis, five other thresholds combinations was analyzed in sensitivity analysis. We used a survey weighted chi-square test to compare the proportion of individuals eligible for MTM services across racial and ethnic groups. We also used a survey weighted logistic regression to analyze the likelihood of individuals being eligible for MTM services across racial and ethnic groups. We adjusted for confounding factors based on Anderson's behavioral model of health services utilization. We included the following predisposing, enabling, and need factors, including age, gender, marital status, income levels, education, health insurance, geographic regions, metropolitan statistical area, and self-reported health status. So we found that when we compared the characteristics across racial and ethnic groups, whites are more likely to be among the older age groups than blacks and Hispanics. We also found that when we compared the income, the actually federal poverty categories, we can see that whites are more likely to be in the higher income categories than blacks and whites. These differences are significant at the 0.05 level. And when we looked at the educational, the highest degree achieved, we found that the whites are more likely to be in the higher education degree categories than blacks and Hispanics. And whites are more likely to report better health status compared to whites and Hispanics, and these differences are all significant at the 0.05 level. As we mentioned, we analyzed the number and the proportions of individuals eligible for MTM services. These are results based on 2008 eligibility criteria. We can see that when we look at the main analysis, whites had a higher proportion to be eligible than blacks and Hispanics. The differences are significant when we compare whites with each of the two minority populations. And these patterns hold for all other sensitivity analysis. So if we look at all sensitivity analysis, I only listed four, but we found similar patterns for other sensitivity analysis as well. These are results from the logistic regression for the main analysis for 2008 criteria. We listed an adjusted model and adjusted model. The results from the adjusted model, we can see that from the unadjusted model, the odds ratios for blacks and Hispanics were lower than one, significantly lower than one. The comparison groups here were whites. And in the adjusted model, the odds ratios are still lower than one. That means whites are more likely to be eligible for MTM services than blacks and Hispanics. And these are odds ratios from all analysis, including men and all sensitivity analysis for the 2008 MTM eligibility criteria. We can see that on the black curves are for, the blue curve is for blacks and the yellow curve are for Hispanics. We can see that all odds ratios are lower than one. And these are all significantly different from one. And these are results, these are also ratios among the subpopulation with the three chronic conditions for the 2008 MTM eligibility criteria. We see similar patterns. All also ratios are significantly different from, significantly lower than one. We found that, and actually our analysis based on 2010 and 2011 eligibility criteria found the similar pattern. So blacks and Hispanics are less likely than whites to be eligible for MTM services among the non-Medicare population. So Medicare eligibility criteria have disparity implications among the non-Medicare population. Due to the catalyst role for Medicare, the eligibility criteria for MTM services needed to be changed first for Medicare so that other people will follow. MTM eligibility criteria is a value-based strategy because those eligible have more complex medical conditions and have greater potential to benefit from MTM services. However, this value-based strategy is in conflict with equity doctrine here. So future research should also examine the health implications of the disparities in meeting eligibility, MTM eligibility criteria. I wanted to acknowledge my two research assistants, Songmei Meng and Karat Manshi. And the study was funded by the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America Foundation, Health Outcomes Research Starter Grant. Thank you.